بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. الذين برد الزمن في رمضان الذي بري مبارك منت. الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us certain times, certain places in the Islamic calendar, in our lives, which are very, very special. These special times is full of barakat, rahmat, nusrat, help from Allah, barakat from Allah, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala gives these moments in our lives where we can take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are very, very vast. Whatever we want, Allah has by Him in His treasures. And whatever Allah ta'ala has in His treasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for it. Allah has no need to keep it back also. Allah ta'ala created these things to give it to us. But we have to take it in the correct manner, in a way that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, now we read Salatul Witr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the little a'mal that we will do. Little a'mal, little action that we will do, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, which are the most beloved actions to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Habibullah, is the most beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was divinely designed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a complete syllabus, a complete way of life, complete fashion, style, trend. Allah ta'ala reserved for His most beloved. Allah gave all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam different bounties and specialities. But all the specialities put together, Allah gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah reserved it for him, that complete sunnat way of life. So that way of life is beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now we read Salatul Witr, a simple dua, waziba to read, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read. We don't know one action of mine, one dua I read, one wazifa I read, one tasbih I read. Remember, my dear brothers, when we read these du'as, whether we enter in the masjid, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you're leaving the masjid, you're reading du'as, they also, Allahumma inni saluka min fadlik, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Other du'as also to be read. These du'as that we are reading are du'as that came out from the most beloved mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loved the du'a at that moment. Allah loved that du'a at that moment. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam read the du'a. When you will read those du'as at that moment also, at that moment you become the beloved of Allah. That's why ulama say, make du'a all the time. Not only certain time before iftari, before sehri, or tahajjud time. Every moment of our life, du'as are accepted. So a simple du'a, wazifa, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to read after Salatul Witr, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. We can read it also, we read Witr Salana. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. Three times he should read it, and on the third time he would stretch it above, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. This is also a sunnah. For the whole month, the whole year, we're reading Salatul Witr. We can add this on to our Salatul Witr. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. So Allah has given us this month of Ramadan, which is so special. And this month of Ramadan will not come again. This time is gone, it's gone. It's a time, it's a bonanza. Allah is giving free. The doors of Jahannam are locked. Shaitan is locked up. The doors of Jannah are wide open. Some youngsters ask also, Shaitan is locked up, how come you're still so lazy? I still don't want to come for namaz. I don't want to read Quran Sharif. But Shaitan is locked up. I should be like an angel. Allah has given you the opportunity. But because for 11 months that wheel of sin and the wheel of laziness was spinning, and he didn't stop it before Ramadan. So Shaitan is locked up, but this wheel is still spinning in slow motion. Although he's doing some namaz a little bit, but Taraweeh after 8 rakats, 10 rakats, now the legs are paining. Because he hasn't prepared himself for the month of Ramadan. But we still have time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the first 10 days. 10 days of rahmat. Second 10 days of maghfirat. Then tomorrow night, the i'tikaf will start. From maghrib time. What is i'tikaf? Ankafa ya'kufu. Then you have i'tikafa ya'takifu. Arabic words. It means to cling onto something, to hang, to hold tight onto something. So the one that is sitting in the masjid is holding onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he goes to make wudu, he comes back, then he reads Quran, then he reads Salah, and he's waiting at the door of Allah. He's waiting at the door of Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him. At one time, a great alim, very close friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, was giving a bayan. And would force he was giving the bayan also. And right next door to the house, there was an old, next door to the masjid, there was an old lady staying there. She was a very, very close servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very pious lady. This alim was giving the bayan. And he's telling the congregation and the jama'ah, he says, knock the door of Allah. When you tap in the door of Allah, Allah will open the door. That old lady next door, she was in a higher level of taqwa and ma'rifat, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She couldn't contain and hold herself back. And the alim is telling the congregation, tap the door of Allah, Allah will open the door. Make tawbah, make istighfar, turn to Allah, Allah will bless you, Allah will open the door for you. And we all are waiting for that moment. Ya Allah, when you open the door? Ya Allah, when you will make my life easy? That I can come for salah easily and get my zuhur, asr, maghrib, fajr, and my entire day can be deen. So he's telling the people. So the old lady next door, she couldn't contain herself anymore. So she shouted from next door and she says, oh servant of Allah, oh alim, I haven't heard Allah ever closing his door. When did he close his door? Allah never closed his door. It's always open. He says that I don't want to enter, because I have my sins also in the month of Ramadan. I still have my archives. I still have my photo gallery. I still have my apps. I still have my habits. I don't want to enter. Allah Ta'ala's door is wide open for everyone, for the Muslim and the kafir also. Allah is waiting. When we are going to come back? Especially in the month of Ramadan, the call is calling out. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil. Oh, the seeker of good deeds, go forward. Allah is waiting for you. And the one doing evil, go back now. Stop all your evil. So we come into the last 10 days. The one that is sitting for i'tikaf in the house of Allah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, for every night that you spend in the house of Allah, in the company of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will separate between him and the fire of Jahannam 3 trenches. 3 big trenches. Each trench is a distance between the earth and the skies. For one night. And then you will look for the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is one night. The last 10 nights, any one of the odd nights. Is not that one night is equal to 1,000 nights. Is one night is equal to 1,000 months. Allah knows Ummah is very weak. That one month, that one night you stay awake, little bit of dua, istighfar, some Quran tilawat, whatever surahs I know, whether I repeat it over and over again, or if I don't know the surahs, at least I put some earphones, listen to my phone, and I read with the Qari also. Ya Allah, I'm trying to read some Quran Sharif. That person will get double the reward. So the last night of Ramadan also, we have different duas to read. Allahumma innaka afoon. تحب العفو فعفو عني. Here we hear different variations, but this comes in the Hadith Sharif. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فعفو عني. We can learn the simple dua. What a beautiful dua. Quickly we just explain this dua. That Hazrat Aisha, Nabi alayhi salam told her, oh Aisha, if you find the night of Qadr, then you must read this dua. Oh Allah, verily you are forgiveness. Not that you are, the wording is so unique. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. An example, a honorable Ustaz gives, is you have a seasonal cricket player. He plays now in the cricket. But you call him a businessman, or he's a professional. But a professional cricketer, when you see him, you see cricket. This is cricket in motion right now. That's his full-time occupation. Allah says, I am afuun. I am forgiveness. You just say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Allah say, forgive me. No reservations. And that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants perfection from us. But Allah knows you are imperfect. That is why when the king told his one servant that I want you to jump in the water, but don't get wet. He told him, jump. He didn't ask questions. He jumped straight away. And when he came out, the king said, "You got wet." He said, "Maaf karna, sorry. Sorry about this." So Allah says, "Jump for me. How am I going to jump? How am I going to read the dua? How am I going to read? Allah, I'll try my best and please make ma'am. Allah, I'm sorry. Allah, I'm sorry." The king just smiled and forgave me. Allah is the king of all kings. We'll make all the mistakes. We'll try our best. My Quran, my zikr, everybody I'll make dua. Allah, I don't know. I'm ignorant, but I'm trying my own way. And Allah, I'm sorry. Allah, please make sorry. And Allah will forgive same time. On just that little attitude, Allah will give us so much. So on the big nights also, we have the last 10 nights coming. Every night we get a chance, read 100 times. One tasbih. Allahumma innaka afoon. Tuhibbul afwa. Ya Allah, you are forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa. And you love to forgive. You love. Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will explain. Ya Allah, love to forgive means, Ya Allah, it is your pastime. It is your hobby. It is your passion to forgive. Ya Allah, you love to forgive. When a person goes for Hajj and Umrah, he goes to Baytullah, then ulama say you must take 3 gifts for Allah, 3 hadiyas and gifts for Allah, which Allah doesn't have by His in His treasures. Among the gifts they say you must take for Allah is you must take sins. Ya Allah, I have come with plenty of sins. Ya Allah, you do what you love to do. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, so you forgive my sins. Ya Allah, I have come with ajizi, inkisari. Ya Allah, I have come with, I'm helpless and hopeless. Ya Allah, you are qawi, you are all powerful. Ya Allah, you, with your power, you forgive me. And you make me able to make your ibadat. Ya Allah, I've come with nadamat, I've come with regret. Ya Allah, you al-hakim, you're all wise. I made all the wrong decisions in my life, Ya Allah. I'm a useless, I've come to you now. And you have no mistakes, you're full of wisdom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now you change my nadamat into some hope I have in life that I'll do something for the deen of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. In the last 10 nights, we can make one tasbih 100 times. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni. Whether we sit in the masjid a little while, when we're walking back to the house, there we can read also. Then 4 things we can't do without in the month of Ramadan. Here we find also on the posters everywhere. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu bika minan nar. Nabi alayhi salam taught us these things to read in the month of Ramadan. Why it's so important? If our Ramadan is correct, the whole year will be correct. Because it's a special time. Special time this is. It's a busy time. And Allah wants to give. So in this month of Ramadan, even the last 10 days also, if I just get it right by Allah, I try my best now. My whole year Allah will see and give me barakat and blessings. We had a friend in our hometown of Stanger. He had bad habits also. The whole year wasn't in the masjid. Every night he would be smoking different things. Wasn't in his frame of mind. Sometimes some drugs, sometimes some weed, sometimes some whatever it was he was doing. But when the moon of Ramadan used to be sighted, then he would leave everything the whole month. Everything he would leave the whole month. And last 10 days he would sit in i'tikaf and cry. He would cry, "Ya Allah, my whole life came out smoking, never got married, all the drugs I did." And he would just cry. So one day I met him in Ramadan outside the masjid and asked him, I said, "The whole year you do all these bad haram things. How in Ramadan you give it up?" So he gave me a beautiful reply. He says, "When I smoke whatever I'm smoking, I get a high. The month of Ramadan is different. I did 2 rakat namaz and I'm already high. And by Allah already." And I said to Allah, "Ya Allah, how are you going to punish me?" Just on the last 10 days that he used to cry, Allah Ta'ala gave him more than death in the month of Ramadan. One-way ticket. Door of Jahannam is closed. Jannat is wide open. So you have the last 10 days, my dear brothers. How much we can do in the masjid? Spend our night in the masjid. Spend our time in the masjid. How much we can read? We have our local imam, our local brothers. Ask, what must I read tonight? Short rakaz, you can read surah. Repeat the surah also. Then Allahumma innaka afoon, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, a'udhu bika minan nar. All you can do, little bit in the last 10 days, you see the whole year, Allah will give us the ability to become good Muslims, inshallah. We all try, inshallah. And the least intention that I and you can make, the least minimum, smallest intention, that Ya Allah, from today, till I pass away, I will not miss one namaz in the masjid. Say, inshallah. I won't miss one namaz, Ya Allah. When you call me, I put my head down. I once said to Allah, Yalla, I'm busy, I can't come now. Yalla, if you call me, I'm gonna run for you. So from today in the month of Ramadan, Yalla, I'm gonna promise with you. Yalla, you give me the ability, every namaz till my last breath, me, my family, my children. Yalla, give us all ability to perform all our namaz with Jamaat in the masjid, inshallah. God will try, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحان الله جزاكم الله